But it's easy for you, I see, for you to rush and get in a hurry, to be anxious and to worry, instead of coming to me and remaining in my safety. You'd rather do it all yourself, but you know you need.
We may be asking you bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here on this wonderful day, Lord, especially on this beautiful Father's Day, Lord. You know, Lord, without our Father on earth, most of us wouldn't be where we are today in this world. So I just say thank you for that, Lord. So let's just have, like, the rest of the day of Father's Day to be a good one and that we all just enjoy this wonderful Sunday. In your name I pray, amen. And with that, guys, welcome to The Word on another beautiful Sunday evening with your two hosts, A-Squared and Boss Man. Boss Man, how you been?
I've been pretty good, A-Squared. Just pretty good, you know? Tired, pretty good. How about you?
I'm tired. I literally just woke up and it's been a long day. I'm tired, to be honest. So, nothing really special, really.
Yeah, we all know, as a lot of the listeners may know, today was game two for A-Squared's Church, West Houston. How did that go?
I mean, it was all right, but didn't come out with the W. We got to work on some things because my team didn't look too hot today, as today was hot with 92 degrees, and that kicked most of my team's butt today. But you know, I told them to get ready for it, and, you know, they just got to be prepared. Because I'm not going to lie, it was hot. I felt it too, but, you know, there was just some parts of the game where we should have, you know, capitalized. But I guess we made a comeback. It wasn't enough, though, to like, do anything special. But we know where we got to improve, and we just got to practice and, you know, just work on it pretty much.
Spoken like a true sportsman. Spoken like a true sportsman, man. I'm glad you guys had some fun, you know, did your thing. Our church is doing our thing, too, getting ready for a special youth event, which is why I was sad I couldn't make it to a sports game. But hopefully everybody can come out and support the next game. That would be pretty cool. Were there a lot of fathers out there? A lot of kids with their fathers out there?
No, not really, because everyone was doing the typical thing of being with their father, going out to eat. And then some I saw today shooting hoops with their dad at the park. Others I saw, you know, playing baseball with their dad. But majority, you know, of course, as Americans, go out and eat. So.
Yeah, that sounds like the typical thing to do. It's easy, and who doesn't like food?
But my thing, though, how I see it, is like, that's, honestly, to me with that, that's so mainstream. Because it's like, anybody can just get up and do that. Because, like, for instance, me and one of my players before the game, we talked about that. We were like, why would you want to continuously do that, you know? Because, like, think about it. You go out to eat on Father's Day. You go out to eat on Mother's Day. When it's your birthday, hey, let's go out and eat. Like, you always go out and eat. Like, can we just, you know, like, change it up a bit? And also another thing is, I understand dads like that, but at the same time, though, like, I'm not calling anyone fat, but most of America is pretty fat. But then here you are going to go to McDonald's or my bad, IHOP or something, and then go and keep on eating and eating and eating, mainly because America's telling you, oh, appreciate your father. So honestly, the first time I'm going to start off this show with Father's Day, I mean, first off, you know, shout out to all the dads and to everyone out there, you know, to all the dads, even to, you know, moms that have to be dads too. Shout out to all you guys, you know, to all that you guys have done for us, because I know it's pretty, you know, it's a pretty hard task. But the first thing I'm going to start off with is, to me personally, I mean, Father's Day is cool and all, but how I see it is technically in the same way I see Valentine's Day, and then this is how I see it. Why does it have to be that one day, oh, America tells me I have to love my father, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the store, buy all of this stuff, boom, 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 show you all this love. It's like saying, like, with Valentine's Day, that one day, and then trust me, especially in high school, I remember you used to see it, boss man. Every guy get the biggest teddy bear for their girlfriend, go nuts, get chocolate, get flowers, get this, get that. Oh, I love you, babe. Number one woman in my life, this, that, and so on. Then all of a sudden, you know, plan to go out to eat later on, treating it like a queen and so on. My thing is, though, with these 2 days, why can't we do that, like, every other day? Why does it have to be the day that America says, hey, it's Father's Day, hey, it's Mother's Day, hey, it's Valentine's Day, let me ball out? The one time, you know, the, hey, America says today is this day, I'm going to go nuts, I'm going to go crazy. Why can't it just be like, you know, every other day to show how much we truly care about that person?
I think that it's getting more and more difficult as time goes by for families to really understand how to spend time, quality time with each other. So a lot of these holidays are popping up. There's a designated day to love your mom. There's a designated day to love your dad. There's a designated day to love your spouse or your partner or whatever. There's a designated day for this and that and this and that. Because it's getting more and more difficult as people are required to do more and more things to spend actual time, to make time for the people we care about. Not to mention that the country is going to make a quick buck, you know, off of all the gifts, all the eating, all the this and that that, you know, we spend to make our mother or father feel good on those particular, or spouse on those particular days. I think that's the reason why. Just as time goes by, it gets harder and harder.
I mean, to me, honestly, it doesn't get that hard. I just feel like, to me, like, in my opinion, well, no, not my opinion, but, like, my, like, little 2 cents. Like, to me personally, it's like, why don't you, like, show that type of affection every other day? Because, like, that's the reason why, like, I pulled the example of Valentine's Day, because I know in high school it's, like, crazy with the teddy bears and everything. But then after that, you know, the rest of the year, it's like you guys are always arguing. But then that one day, oh, love you, babe, this and that, it's like, why can't it be, like, every day? It's like saying, like, you know, it's like saying, like, you know, like, with Father's and Mother's Day, the whole year, you're giving your mom and dad just, like, chaos and everything, disrespecting them. But then that one day, you're going to buy them a gift. Like, oh, I love you. But then, you know, the rest of the year is going to be, you know, it's going to be chaotic. Like, to me, I don't know. To me, it's kind of hypocritical, because it's like that one day you're going to show all that love, and then after that, you know, it's like after that, screw you, I don't like you, goodbye. I don't know. To me, it seems kind of hypocritical. I don't know. That's just me.
Mm. No, yeah, I know. I see where you're coming from with the hypocritical, because a lot of people find that one day, you know, because it's a typical thing to do. Everybody else is doing it. Why don't I just do it? So they get the card, they get the gift, the new screwdriver, the new tool, whatever, and then it's not, they're trying to express their love, but they show it through, you know, superficial, materialistic things, and not really through action. It was that thing you said,
every action has an equal, or something like that, reaction to it, like pretty much every action is a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the typical gift is going to bring up the action of, oh, thank you, you know, I appreciate you, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of us don't know that if we were to do these type of things every single day, the appreciation will not only be shown, but it'll grow more and more and more and more and more for whoever you're trying to say that you love them. So, like, different actions, you know, get different reactions, and especially consequences and experiences throughout your whole entire life. Like on Valentine's Day and on Mother's Day too, my parents, they don't celebrate that. And when I was a kid, I always wondered why don't you celebrate Mother's Day, Mom? Why don't you celebrate Father's Day, Dad? And they say, for the exact, it's not similar, if not exact same reason that A Square is doing it, because Mother and Father's Day and Valentine's Day, it should be every day, because you should show that you love me every single day, the same way I show that I love you every single day. So, well, whenever one of us have a birthday, it's like Mother and Father's Day, you know, to celebrate that I have been born, and the two people that had a part in that were also happy on that day. You know, like, we're supposed to express our love every single day. So we don't even, like for today, it feels kind of weird every year, but I understand, like, my father, if I say Happy Father's Day, it's just like, it doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean much to say it. Like, show it every day. How is it Father's Day for you?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, pretty much saying, like, because society says that, let me go with it too. And then, like, it's just like, to me, it's like, don't follow as much as society, like as much as what society does, because it's like, to me, it's like that one day, really, I don't know. That's just me on how I feel about it personally. And then, like, I'm not going to lie, I got my dad a gift today, mainly because, you know, to surprise him. And then, like, he told me when he came home that he wasn't expecting that. And then it's because, you know, like, things changed a bit, like, in this household a bit. Because, like, before in the past, I never got him gifts. Usually what I would do, because, like, well, back then, when he didn't have work, it would, like me and him, it would, like, we'd go outside, we'd shoot some hoops, we'd throw the football around, play on the GameCube, and everything. That's how we spent that day, yeah. or pretty much every, or,
or pretty much like any other day, because that's how me and my dad were. It wasn't like, you know, like expecting a gift and all that, because like, because like everything that we did together was, you know, like, okay, I love you, you love me too, let's have some fun. And then that's what I want to bring into today's show, because, you know, like, of how much we appreciate our fathers, and then also for that fact, anyone in general, because, like, yeah, I understand, like, you know, like, it's cool, you know, like, buying them stuff, but, you know, like, also, you know, like, doing, like, the little things, too, can help out, too, you know, like, just spending time with them, you know, just, like, you know, having a conversation with them and so on, because it's pretty interesting having a certain conversation with some, with your dad or mom, and, like, mm-hmm. you know, just having, you know, like, just having, like, one of, like, the funniest or, you know, like, one of the greatest conversations with them, because, like, you know, most of the time, they're always like, oh, talk to me, and then, you know, how most of us are, like, allergic to that, because, like, ew, you're kind of old, but then, like, once you took that chance, you know, it's pretty interesting. And also, another thing is, the parents like that, because it's like, oh, they actually take the time to actually want to talk to me, because, you know, like, they actually, like, want to spend time with me. Like, for instance, I don't know if this was your dad, but another way that me and my dad used to spend so much time together, which I don't know why I got us closer, we used to wrestle. Like, straight up, like, no, like, straight up, and then, this wasn't, like, how, like, when I was now with the muscle and everything. I was fat and chubby back then, and then, this was, like, in New York when I was, like, 10 or, like, 9. And then every time he hit me, I hit him back. He hit me again. Then all of a sudden, we're just going at it. Then all of a sudden, he gets me in a headlock. I get out of it. We do this. We do that. And then, like, him. And then, he goes rough. Like me and him, like, we're on the bed, like, twisting and turning, putting each other in headlocks, everything, putting each other in ankle locks. Like, I don't know why, but for some reason, that's how we connected to where we were wrestling. My mom thought that he would hurt me, but for some reason, we just kept going back and forth. Just going back and forth, hitting each other and everything. And then for some reason, it just worked out for us to where, like, we grew that bond. And then I'm not gonna lie, like, I appreciate my dad mainly because, like, yeah, I know on and off at times we don't talk a bit because, you know, sometimes he has work and then you know, I come home and then he's not there. But I appreciate him at times because, you know, especially because, like, number one thing, most kids today don't have a father. Like, for instance, what I want to talk about also, yesterday at church, I forgot how many of the number of kids they said. I think it was, if I remember correctly, 255 million kids do not have a father.
In America?
That's what they said. That's what Pastor Jonathan found in one statistic, saying that 255 million kids raised up, are raised up without their father.
Wow, that's a big number. It's bigger than I thought.
You're telling me. Yeah. And then after that, also, someone else came on the stage, and after that said, like, I forget how many million. I think it was, like, 90 million or something. Then, like, a certain amount of, I think it was 90 million or something like that. And then, like, those kids, that 90 million, you know, are pretty much in, that 90 million are pretty much, like, an orphanage and so on to where they don't have parents at all. You know, like, their parents just, like, dumped them there or, you know, like, whatever the reason may be. So I think that's why, like, the first thing I'm going to do is, like, the first thing, like, I'm appreciating my dad for, you know, just being there. Because I'm not going to lie, as I've gotten older, like probably with you too, you probably seen, like, some of the issues that mom and dad may go through, you know, like, or, you know, like, some of the stress that mom and dad may go through. And then to me, I appreciate that mainly because, you know, like, I see the routine for my dad, go to work, come home, talk to my mom. Sometimes, you know, him and mom are not on the same page. Sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, like, he's stressed out and something. But, you know, I give, like, full props to him because he stayed, like, with it. You know, he's still in the family. He's still married. Like, what, him and my mom are about to be, like, hitting, like, what, near, like, their, like, 30, like, what, like, their 30-year anniversary. And then, like, even, like, what, most of our friends in New York are still surprised that they're still together. Because, like, they've been together for a very long time, like, ever since, like, 17. Like, you know, like ever since, like, 17, they were dating, and then they'll get married and all this extra. So, like, I give props to him because, like, you know how now most of the days when times get rough, most people don't want to take on that challenge and just want to leave.
Mm-mm.
And then I give props to him for staying And then even though, like, you know, like, when times got rough, he's still here. He came to Texas down with us. He's still with us. You know, he's helping me out. He's helping my brothers out. He's helping my mom out. And then even though at times we may not be on the same page, you know, it just works out for us, you know?
That's real, man. That's real. Thank you for sharing, Ice Cube, with that whole experience with your pops and just growing with him, you know? I think a lot of kids can relate to that, you know, that experience going with your dad. But like you said about the $250 million, a lot of people can't. And I feel kind of bad about that, you know, because my dad is here too. And in all honesty, I remember key moments in my childhood, you know, like where he was there, of course, like to teach me a lot of different things, especially when it comes to like computers and TVs and different things like that. I remember those bonding moments, but at times I feel like we don't spend a lot of time together, you know. And I wonder if a kid, you know, that doesn't have their dad, I wonder how many opportunities they would take that I would pass up, you know, to spend with my dad. I think it's holidays like this that make me realize, like, you know, fathers won't, they're around, but they won't be around forever. So you need to show from here on out that you appreciate your dad, because maybe he's not getting this message. You know, maybe he's not feeling appreciated or feeling the same way that you do. Like, oh, yeah, we spent a lot of time together. This and that. So, like, a lot of people need to put in a little more effort. And I think that's also another one of the reasons why this holiday somehow managed to get into place. But for those who don't have fathers, who may just have a mother or not any parents at all, do you think that a father figure can be the same as an actual father?
Honestly, no. Like, to be honest, because first off, when I woke up this morning to get ready for the game, one of the first pictures I saw was one of my friends, and then she's with her mom by herself with her sister. First picture she posted today, hey, Dad, I did it without you. I was like, oh, okay. Like, wow.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow, Dad. Yeah, like, straight up, like, she posted that, and then like, literally it said, hey, Dad, I did it without you. And after that, she had the emoji of the guy, like, walking away. I was like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, a lot of kids don't take it that lightly. Like, I think fathers don't even realize, you know, how much they leave behind when they abandon a child, you know, when they walk into their life and don't devote that time that they need to have a father. Like, it does take a toll on them. But, man, way to show a message, though. Like, I'm glad she's, you know, successful and she's taking this in a different direction, you know, not being all waiting.
True.
I feel like a lot of... I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. Continue.
I feel like a lot of our role models, you know, especially being teens, have made it without a father. Like, I know a lot of rappers, a lot of musicians, things like that, a lot of basketball players, everybody that we look up to, you know, that's in the media right now, a lot of them didn't have fathers in their lives. And I think it shows, you know, like, different behavior and different morals and stuff like that. It just shows. Like, for example, I know Big Sean grew up with both his parents. Like, his mom and his dad. He talks about it all the time. And that impact that just family has had on his life and all the decisions that he makes and the type of person that he is, like, I can see that. And, Drake, I don't think he grew up with his dad. Did he grow up with his dad? I don't think he grew up with his dad.
I'm not too
Drake
sure.
And I know LeBron James, his dad is not there. He's not in the picture. And all these people, they've come up, you know, they've come up without their dads. And I just wonder, like, how these people are taking this day. You know what I'm saying? Like, are they taking it the way that your friend was taking it? Like, I did it without you? Or are they taking it like, you know, I wonder where I would be with my dad right now. You know, I wonder how would we spend this day together, or I miss him and things like that. Because a lot of families have different timelines. But, like, maybe they just lost their dad. Like, dang, how do you spend this day if you just lost your dad, like, a year ago or two or five? You know, like, it's kind of like an anniversary of death. How would you spend this day? I wonder that.
Well, speaking about that, one of my friends, her father passed away like a year or two ago, and then she posted a picture on Snapchat or Instagram to where her and her brother went to the grave, and then to that, on what they did, they kissed on the grave and said, Happy Father's Day, Dad, and then, like, had balloons around it and everything. So that's how they did it, because she keeps on going about how much she loved her father and everything. So pretty much this day, they went to the gravesite, put balloons around it, kissed on the stone and everything. And then to me, I thought that was monumental, because it's like, even though when you're not here, they still show that love. And then even though you're not here, they still, like, go and talk to you. It's like saying, like, you know, like with me and my older brother, because, you know, he's autistic, he can't talk. I'm not going to lie. I go there and then, like, I go there at times, like, I straight up, like, try to have conversations with him, because it's like, okay, let's see how he reacts. And then we, like, then literally have a conversation with him. People may think I'm crazy, but he actually interacts with you to where it's like, no, he actually interacts. He's not, you know, he doesn't just sit there. But, yeah. So I think, like, honestly, to answer your question, pretty much, like, how people are going to take this, more likely everyone's going to take it, like everyone's going to take it the same way. It's just the fact that how they're going to show it is going to be different. Because everyone's going to think, like, oh, snap, my dad, he's not here. But then, of course, you know, everyone has a different way of showing it. Some people are going to be the emotional type. Some of them are going to be the strong, going to be the strong one, you know, having that straight face, saying, oh, I don't care about him, and da-da-da-da. Others are just going to, you know, like, it is what it is, and keep on moving on. Everyone's going to have, like, a different expression to it, depending on their dad, because some of them, you know, because, like, I think about it, some of them that are in that depression state are mainly because their dad passed away, or, you know, something happened with them, and then now he's in a better place, so that's why now they're in that depression phase. Most of them with that strong attitude is because more than likely the dad left out of their lives, you know, they didn't get to spend that much time with the dad. They see everyone else with their dad. Every time a conversation comes up with dad, they can't feel that because their dad left, and it's like, you know what, screw you. Then others, you know, are just neutral, just like, you know, it is what it is. Like, I feel it, but, you know, I guess, like, I do what I got to do, and then just keep on moving on in life. And then what they talked about also in church that Pastor Jonathan told us was that, you know, the household is going to be different with one parent than compared to two. Because think about it. That's why I said, you know, it's not the same with, you know, like a father figure. Because if you don't have, like, because if you don't have that father figure, well, if you don't have that father figure with you, like, physically, what he told us was that, you know, like, your mental state is going to be different. You know, your grades in class are going to be different a bit because, you know, that's going to affect you a bit. Everything you do is going to be a bit different. And then he said the number one thing especially will be your conversation, because the way you grow up is not the same as some of the other people that grow up. I could have no father, no mother, while I talk to Boss Man, he could have both of his parents. The way he's growing up is different compared to me, so some conversations are going to be a bit different because in my household, it's probably just one parent, in his household, it's probably two, and after that, you know, some things may offend me, others might offend him, so it varies depending on the situation. So that's why, when you asked me about the whole father figure thing, if he's not there physically, just like how Pastor Jonathan told us yesterday before the sermon, he told us that, you know, it messes up the kid's mental state, it messes up the kid in school, it messes up the kid physically, and then also the number one thing is the conversation. Because think about it, most kids with single parents or no parents are not going to have the same conversation that you have right now. Like, think about it with most kids. like most kids like us, me and you, we can have near similar conversation because we both have our parents in our lives. God blessing. But think about it with other kids that we know that have no parent or maybe one parent. Think about it with them, to where in their household it's a different situation with money, with going to school, with, you know, hanging out with friends. Everything is different because of that one particular thing. Compared to us, it could be a bit different because we have both of our parents and then the way both of them handle it. But now only having one, now you put more pressure on that one parent to do two roles. And that's why, and then that's the main reason why I think, you know, it won't work out in a sense. Because I know, like, most people keep on posting about, you know, like, thank you, mom, for being, you know, also my dad. And then, like, you know, like, that's cool and all. Like, you know, like, props to the mom that do that because, you know, that's a very hard task to do. But at the same time, though, that's still two roles you have to take. Because think about it. Not only do you have to be a mother, at the same time, you have to be a father and show it to them. Because imagine, like, you know, like, for instance, like, it'd be more difficult for, like, a boy, in a sense. Like, think about it. Not only, like, think about it. With the dad, you would think, like, the son would learn how to shoot hoops, how to, you know, work on his car, how to do, like, you know, like, manly thing. Now, all of a sudden, it's just you and your mom. Now it's, like, all the stuff that you were supposed to do with dad, you have to do with mom now. So think about the mental state that changes now. Because you thought at first, you know, you're going to do it with him, but he's not in your life for some certain reason. So now you got to do it with her. It's like saying, like, you know, even like with girls, like, can play an effect. Because, yeah, you know, mom and daughters, but think about it. What do most people say? Daddy's little girls. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Daddy's little girls. Like, most of the time, like, the father takes so much care of the daughter. So think about it. The father's not there. Yeah, you know, the girl has the mom, but think about it, they don't have the dad. Even though the dad may be annoying with boys, they can be with the dad to bond with them and so on, because haven't you seen most of the time, daughters bond with their fathers and then sons bond with their mom? Like, it's always a flip-flop for some reason. And then think about it. If he's not there, they're not going to have that bond. They're not going to have that connection. They're not even going to have those fights over those boys. So think about the mental state that's not going through her mind now, the fact that she's not living with her dad, and then he's not teaching her some life lessons. So then it's always going to play an effect on somebody in a certain way. It just depends how they're going to show it to you is the question.
I think you're 100% right, especially about the mental effect, because it's been shown. Like, there's studies that have been made, this and that, et cetera. It's obvious. Let's take boy and girl. When a girl does not have a father, a lot of times that girl is not shown how to be respected as a lady, how not to be treated as a lady, and how to interact with men and boys, things like that, because their father is not there. Their father is technically like the first boyfriend that she will ever have. If her father is not there to show her how to respect herself and, like, what a man should really treat her, you know, like a princess, like a queen, if he's not there to do that for her, that will have an effect on the kid. Like you said, a mental and even a physical effect. You never know how she will dress, how she will act, what she will be like if her father is not there to teach her how to be respected. For a guy, like what you were saying before, if their father is not there to bond with them, to do manly things, you know, to be a man, to show them how to respect women, you know, things like that, to show them how to do things for their family, take care of their family, to be an example to that guy, he will not know how. He will look for another father figure, another person that can show him how to walk like a man, how to talk like a man, how to act like a man, how to support his family, how to treat women. If his father is not there, because he is the first person that he will look up to. He's the first person that he will look for lessons on how to treat people, because that's his father. That's what the father would do. Now the job goes to the mother, who may or may not be more equipped, but it is not the, you know, typical job. I think a father is the one that shows both girls and boys, you know, how to act, you know, like in that type of way, in relationships and take care of the family and things like that. It will have that type of effect on the boy or the girl, daughter or son.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny how you say that, though, about daughters, because most of my friends that just live with their mom, the main picture that they post, which is actually true now that I've seen it so much, like, I didn't have to, like, look it up. I've seen it so much that to where, like, it makes sense now. And then it goes with what you said. Most of my friends were single moms. No, yeah. Most of my friends were single moms. What they posted was daughters are going to date guys that are like their father.
Well, it's true. Because he's the first example. He's the person that they're going to look for. So if he's just like that, then they're gonna like that guy. Well, most of the time. You know, that's how it usually goes. Because that's what they're taught to know to love. He's there. He supports her. He takes care of her. Plays with her. You know, all that type of stuff. Ever since she was little. So that's the type of person she'll look for in a man.
But the thing is, though, that's the crazy thing to know about it. Most of these men is the main reason why in the past, whenever we had that talk over relationships, why I went ham on it. Because think about it, in most situations, most females go with the guy. The next you know, they put like a guy like me or you, friend zone. Okay, you're cute, they're the friend zone. After that, when they get hurt, they come crying wolf to us. And after that, complaining and everything. And then even though they should leave after the multiple times, what do? Go right back because they somehow see a situation that can work when they know the guy treats them like dirt. So now it correlates to them with the mom and dad. Maybe the dad left because, you know, he didn't want to stay. He didn't love her no more and so on. And, you know, divorce, boom, boom, pow, and just left. So now think about it with this. Most of the time, most of these men today, I'm gonna be real with you. Most of us look for sex. Sex is the main thing that drives most men. So after that, now all we do is play with women's heart. It's like saying, like, you know, with the dad that possibly played with the mom's heart and then just left her, or better yet, the mom kicked him out because you know she couldn't deal with it no more. And after that, now when most daughters looking for that. What happens next? You know, they keep on getting heartbroken. They keep on coming to us about, you know, oh, like oh, he's hurt. Like, oh, like he did this to me. He did that to me. But I still love him. Da, 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 da. Like, I can't stand him. But I still love him. Like, you know, I still want to work it out. He's a jerk, but, you know, I still want to work it out. And then, you know, still keep on going back. Why? To me personally, because, you know, like they're trying to find that one that makes it comfortable to them, but then just like how that one picture says, most daughters are going to date guys like their dad. And then if their dad is not in their life, imagine that. And then if their dad's not in their life, imagine that mental factor into how much that puts so much effect on them to where it's like, okay, why did he leave? Once they find out why he left or like whatever reason why he's not there, then it's, you know, how am I going to react to that? To then now, what's my next move? How am I going to take on life?
So, I see it. And I think it can be brought, like, the same way. Like, it can be brought for a guy. If a guy, you know, not like us. Like, if a guy is treating a girl that type of way with such, you know, disrespect and not, you know, like, whatever, cheating or treating her in a way that she should not be treated, maybe the father was not there to show that man how to properly court a lady, how to properly respect her. You know what I'm saying? So she's wondering, why is he treating me like this? Well, maybe he wasn't taught how to treat you properly. You know, like maybe the father wasn't there to show how to stay with a woman, how to respect a woman, and how to make her feel loved and appreciated and things like that. So it's both ways. If a father's not there, it does play a serious toll on on a daughter or a son, especially in relationships. Especially in relationships.
Speaking about that, I have one question for you because I heard on the radio the other day, I think it was yesterday. No. This morning or yesterday night.
And then
they were talking about Father's Day, you know, how it was coming up. Oh yeah. Last night I was driving home and then it was on 97 on the box and then someone brought up the whole Father's Day thing. And then next thing you know, the two hosts were just talking about it. And after that, someone that they put on the show then hit me and then like I told them this, and then I wanna see if you think it's true. Like it should be true. The first thing he brought up was, you know, like how most people say, you know, like the wife or, you know, like the woman is like, you know, like the number one person in the household and so on.
Okay.
So then after that, next, you know, they were talking about, you know, like Father's Day and so on, you know, like how like the father, you know, contributed in some things here and there, such and such. And then after that, they also brought into the role, you know, they also brought into the effect of, you know, the father with the effect on the kids and so on. And then that the last thing he said was, the very last thing that he said was actually, even though society sees, you know, the woman being the person running the household, you know, being like the number one person running the household, because, you know, like how women are being independent now and all this other stuff, like, you know, like keeping us in track and everything. They said that the male, well, you know, like the husband or father, should be like the number one person in the household, should be the number one person running everything. What do you think about that?
Okay. I think that with this whole number one thing, men and women, this competition has been going on for too long. If you want a successful household, I'm going to say it straight up. I don't care who you are, what kind of pair you are, if you can run the whole house by yourself or this and that, whatever. If you want a successful household and you want to teach your children how to work with people in their life, if you want them to be successful, if you want them to be smart and just ready to take on their own family and their own decisions and their own problems, both mom and dad need to work together, 50-50. Like, I understand that a lot of responsibility may fall on the mom to cook, to clean, to take care of the kids. But then again, when you look at it, if that falls on her, then that means dad's hustling outside. He's making that daily bread to bring back home, to pay the light bill, to pay the water bill, to pay the phone bill, to do this and that. So if people are not looking at it in perspective, that they're working together to raise their children, then of course it's going to be who number one, who number two. Like, no one's going to really realize the impact that either or a parent is having. So with back to the whole number one thing, whoever runs the family, quote unquote runs the family, that's cool and all. But who supports the family? You know, like, who gives them that moral support when people are, like, when you're feeling down? Like, who is there to talk? Who is there to talk to you when you're ready to have some fun? Who is there for you? Like, whenever you're going through the motions, you know, like, what parent is there for you? When that's both of them in their own different way, in their way that they can contribute. So this whole number one, number two thing is like, I don't really relate to that. So I'm looking at both my parents right now. Even though it may look like my mom calls like a lot of the shots, my dad low key, like, he's got everything like in the palm of his hand, you know, like he's a breadwinner, this and that, such and such. So you just know that they're working together to do everything they can for us.
Pretty much. And then like how I see it, you know, just like break the ice, have a little laughter. Main reason, you know, is like, think about it. We know most women like to have that power, you know, like talking over us. So, you know, we let them, you know, we let them feel, you know, okay, yeah, do you. I'm going to sit back here and so on. That's why it looks like at times us men look whipped. But you have to realize most of you women out there, and then you know it's true. You guys like having that little extra power and, you know, doing all this extra. So, you know, okay, do you. Okay. I'm still doing me, and you know, like help you out, but then you want to do all the extra yelling and then all the extra ordering. Go ahead, But just know that, you know, you're not running this household. You're not taking over. I'm going to let you think you're taking it over, but you're not taking over nothing. You know, I'm going to let you know that because you know most women, like, especially, like, you know, like, once they get their own household and then, you know, all the husband and kids and everything, then all of a sudden, why didn't you clean your room? Honey, why didn't you do this? It's like, all right, sure, cool. I'm going to let you feel that power because you think you got the power. And then, you know, I'm going to let you feel like a queen. But at the same time, though, you have to realize the balance. That's the, you know, like, the minute I get my wife or my girlfriend, I'm going to need to let you know the balance because you're not going to bark at me the whole time. You can bark at me a bit, but there's going to be a certain balance to where it's like, all right, I got you, you got me, let's do this. Like, I don't want to sit here, you know, just you just pounding on me the whole time. And then that's why not just like today, society sees women wearing the pants. When it's like, honestly, we both wear the pants hand in hand, so you can't really, you know, say that, you know, we don't wear the pants too. It's just, you know, like, it seems like that because, you know, women, how, like, how their power works, you know, it's just, you know what, let them, you know, let them have the power real quick.
I'm looking at TV shows nowadays and media and things like that, and it's getting me kind of, like, annoyed. The way they're portraying the fathers of today, like the fathers of our like society in America, so they're portraying them as weak, foolish, and just lazy. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Oh, I don't know, baby. I was watching the game and things like that. Like they just portray them as these big oafs, and like if you.
Really?
And then, like, on the other side, on the other, like, side of the spectrum, they show them as, like, walk away, you know, kind of not staying there, things like that. There's really no in-between. It's either they stayed and they're just completely 900% whipped or they are not there at all. It's the women running it, and they got everything and this and that, such and such. And I'm hoping, I'm praying to God that this is not the type of society that we're actually having right now. Because I know that there are a lot of middle families in there. Some are a little to the one side, some are to the, you know, to the other side. But I think a lot of people are looking at this and be like, is this really how things are supposed to be? And I'm thinking, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, he's so whipped. Like, he's not just sitting there playing video games and things like that while you got a family to take care of. Like, that doesn't happen, you know. Like, so people are getting this picture. And it's just like, it's not reality. It's not the right picture that should be shown.
Well, my friend, there's another question that just now popped up after that. Think about it now in society after what you just said, how they make us look. Now, think about it on the special day. Think about it on Mother's Day. Think about it on Father's Day. Who goes all out on which day? Think about that for a minute, and then you see why society portrays us in that certain way, like how they see us lazy, staying at home, and so on. Think about that for a moment, because I thought about it the other day as I was getting my dad, like, a gift, and I was like, that's messed up, because look at it. Okay. No. I'm so serious. Like, no, here's my legit example. I went to Walmart to get the gift, right? So next thing you know, like, I went to Walmart to get I went to Walmart to get the gift mainly because my little brother was like, oh, it's Father's Day Sunday. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever, because, you know, little kids fall for that. So then, you know, I'm like, all right, cool, let's go and do this. So next thing you know, I go, right, to Walmart. You know, Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. Big thing in the front saying, Happy Mother's Day. Get your mom this. Get your lover this. And then, you know, Valentine's Day, big teddy bear, big chocolate, everything in the front. Mother's Day has the flowers and, like, everything. Like you know that because I remember on Mother's Day, we got my mom a rose and everything. It was like a big bouquet of them, $60 and everything. I go in there for Father's Day. Not one big sign. Not one big sign. No sale at all in the front of the store. I literally, I started in the front of the store, went to the back, couldn't find anything, went near to the auto thing, couldn't find anything, went to near the sports thing, couldn't find anything, nothing for Father's Day. It took me until I went to the other side of the store. I found something in a small little corner. A small little corner that had a couple of T-shirts and, like, a couple of, like, you know, like, mechanical things. Small little corner. And then right above it, then like right above it had like a little sign that said Father Day stuff. Right above it.
Father's Day stuff.
Right above the title. Thing. So my thing is though, think about how that correlates to how you saw those TV shows. Think about that for a moment. Mother's Day, old big bouquet in the front, you know, all these big signs, all these Mother's Day sales. Think about all the sales they talk about for Mother's Day and everything. Valentine's Day has this big old teddy bear in the front, $60, has this big old thing here and everything. Think about my experience to Walmart. I had to go around the whole store till I found the corner that had a couple of T-shirts and then some mechanical things. And it literally just said Father's Day stuff. That's it. Small little corner. Different size shirts. Not all of them, you know, like, not all of them like the perfect size. So I had to make it work. So think about that. So think about how society takes certain days compared to others. And then, so, like, my thing is, though, that leads to another thing that, which I think is completely wrong, just being sexist, but another thing is, like, most people see women, like, you know, like, more above men on, like, those certain days because, you know, women have such more of a role. And it's like, to me, honestly, don't use pregnancy against me, because I thought about it, and then I said, here's what I'm going to say. When my kid or, you know, like, my wife has to pull that on me, saying the whole, like, you know, the whole phrase, I'm the one that holds your baby for 9 months. And then I'm going to sit there. I kid you not, to all the listeners, I'm going to sit there. I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to do this. Who put him in you? You didn't do it by yourself. You didn't do it by yourself, did you, huh? No, I don't think so. Who's the one that put him in you? It wasn't just you. It was right. It takes two people, right? So who assisted you? Who supported you? Who helped you? Who's the one else who's the one else in the hospital room with you? Because that was my son as well, because I contributed to it. Who's the one that was me? Oh, now I see why your last name is Anthony. Oh, okay, it's the same. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, you know, just making sure. And then that's legit what I'm going to tell my wife or kid. I'm going to say, well, Mom carried me. Do you know who put you and your mother? Do you know who did it? I did. That's what I did. You kidding me?
Read this science textbook. Read this science textbook, buddy. Read this science textbook.
Exactly, because my thing is, the thing about it, like, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but you see that with society. You saw that on the TV shows. You saw that with my experience. You saw that with everything that you just talked about. They see women have more of a bigger role than men. It's not like that. It just seems like that because most men, we do stuff, but things are also what society does. They put so much on the women to where that's why it seems like, okay, women are more dominant. That's not correct. Because if it wasn't for us, they would have had, like, if it wasn't for us, women wouldn't be the way they would be. For instance, if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have kids. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't be independent because most of us keep on leaving them. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't know how to love because they just sat there by themselves like that. If it wasn't for us, honestly, they wouldn't know at times how a household felt like, you know, most of the time because, you know, just being by themselves because they usually have a husband, because they usually have a man with them. So my thing is, though, God put man and woman together for a certain reason to help each other out. It's not, you know, like one's above the other. And then that's why, to me, I feel like, you know, like in the society today, they put men so low, like how you said with the TV shows and then like my experience, because it was like, it seems like women do so much more. I mean, I give props to women to what they do, but think about it. Most of the stuff they do reflects off of men's actions. Think about that for a moment. Like, literally, Boss Man, after the show, think about most of the stuff that women do and why do they do it? Because of most of the men in their life. And then how they were with them is the main reason why most women, how they are now. If it wasn't for men, most of the stuff women do now, they wouldn't do it. I promise you that. And then I know right now most women, I'll like listen to the show. Like, what are you talking about? Trust me, you're not gonna say because you're gonna be a female.
Yeah.
You're gonna stand by your side.
I think if they look back and realize a lot of the decisions that they made, I can see the truth in that. You know, a lot of decisions that we made, we don't realize it, but it's for the opposite sex. And then it comes especially for women, because it's about proving your strength. You know, it's about showing that you can do it on your own. I could do bad all by myself. And you said one quick thing before I see we ran out of time so quick. One quick thing I meant to mention before we ran out of time. Speaking of God, you know, this is this Father's Day. You know, and God is our Heavenly Father. Like, we are supposed to show appreciation, you know, for our fathers on earth, whether figurative or biological, you know, adoptive, whatever. We should show the same appreciation to God every single day, because He is our ultimate Father, no matter who you are, where you've been. He has been your Father, and He's been watching over you for a long time, a good minute. Even before you were born, He's been watching you. He saw the little chemical particles from each and every person that came together and made you. So He's been watching out for you and your life ever since you were planned. He knew you. He made you. So show Him a little love, not only on Father's Day, but, you know, 365, 24/7.
That's what I'm saying. Because, like, honestly, to me, like, if women have such a big role in society, like, how, like, they portray Mother's Day and Father's Day to where it's, like, that's how, like, they show it, then why, like, my number one question is, then why did God put both of us here? He didn't just put us both, he didn't put both men and women just to fill up space on the earth. Like, He did it for, he did it for a reason. Like, He didn't just, like, put men just to be like, okay, you're a guy, be a man, boom, just put them there. No, there's a reason. We support women, and then that's the main reason why most women have to see that most men try their best. And then, yeah, I know most men have left you, done the worst thing to you. I understand that. But, you know, honestly, to me personally, like, I'm going to tell, like how I tell most of my female friends, it's a lesson. You know, every step of the way you're going to learn. And then I know it hurts at times with most men and what they've done to you. But, you know, that wasn't a man for you. Simple as that. But I guarantee you, though, with most fathers, you know, the way they are with their kid, I promise you, the way they are with their kid, you got to appreciate that. Because the number one thing, especially, that you have to think of, especially on Father's Day, the main reason why I like Father's Day is because the main thing that I like about it is, the last thing I'm going to say is pretty much, it gives me a reason why I think, you know, like, I feel blessed, you know, mainly because of the fact I can still say that, even though, you know, like, I should say it every day, but, like, it's mainly because of the fact that, you know, what if, you know, today, you know, someone doesn't have the chance to say, Happy Father's Day, Dad, I love you. Most people don't even have the chance to say that today. Most people don't even have the chance to say that tomorrow. Most people don't even have the chance to say that next week. So the fact that I still get to see him every day, even though he's tired from work, even though at times he doesn't want to do a lot of things, like at home, because he's tired, I still get to see him at least, and at least get to hug him, kiss him, and everything, while another kid is probably sitting somewhere in an orphanage or who knows where, just wondering, what is his dad doing? And also the number one thing, does his dad still think about him? And the last thing I'm going to say before I hand it over to Boss Man to wrap things up, Proverbs 14, verses 26, he who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge.
Hey, man, that's legit. That pretty much shows up everything we talk about, refuge and fortress. Fathers are strong. And fathers sometimes build walls, you know, protect the families that God has blessed them with. So thanks again, 100%. We love you, all the fathers all around the world, those who stuck around, those who raised us up, and those who taught us how to act right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another awesome episode of The Word. We appreciate your presence here. And we didn't get a call today, but, you know, next week, don't be afraid, 646-915-8464. Hit us up on Facebook and on Twitter, on my personal page, like Boss Man, and at The Word Houston, you know, for our page, things like that. Hit us up, man, if you have topics, questions, comments, whatever you want, man. We're here. We can talk to you. We can talk to you. So this is me, Boss Man, and my co-host, A-Squared, and just have a good night, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. And as always, God first, God bless.
God bless.